In our call to worship, we're continuing in our series since the beginning of the year in some of the least of the books of the Bible. And when I say that, I don't mean anything as far as doctrinally, just in size, what we're talking about. My brother is taller than I am, but there was a day many years ago when I was taller than he was, and we were on an ensemble trip to Georgia, South Georgia. Brother Peter Fox had pastored a church near Jessup, Georgia, and we went to his old tromping grounds. We had the brass ensemble, and Roger was the smallest one in our group. And old country gentleman that we stayed with, his wife put on a feast. I mean, there was like three or four different, we didn't know that there were that many good things you could put together on one table. It was a big old table that he had made, and we were all gathered around that, and he was looking over at Roger, and he said, "Son, you need to eat more. You're the laggingest one in the bunch." And Roger's head was just above the table. It was a little bit, if I recall, it was a little bit higher set up table, so his head was just above it, but he ate just as much as the rest of us did. But he was the laggingest one in the bunch. And I think sometimes that the smaller books of the Bible get ignored, and we kind of look at them as the laggingest ones because they're just not prominent, they're not big. But I think many times they have some of the richest messages if we'll just take time to read them. Don't be the type that always goes to the easy books of the Bible, always in John, or always. You need to branch out and you need to take in the whole counsel of God. We're in 2 John this morning. I want to begin a series of calls to worship in the weeks ahead from this passage. And I just want to hone in on verse 1 of 2 John. "The elder unto the elect lady and her children, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth." I don't know all the circumstances behind this message that's given here to the elect lady. It's 13 verses in length. Of course, the verses were not a part of the original. There was no numbers that were included, and that was a letter that he wrote. And evidently, this lady, he was either a single parent who had children that she had opened her home to allow a church to gather to meet there. Perhaps her husband had died. And there's speculation that perhaps her husband was unsaved but allowed her to be able to open her home to having that. He's not mentioned at all. But John writes, he's the elder, and he writes, he says, "Unto the elect lady and her children." So she was a lady that had children still living at home, who had undoubtedly opened her home so that worshipers could come and gather there and be taught in the Word of God. Now, you know, isn't it wonderful how that God can take individuals from all kinds of backgrounds and situations and whatever they might be, and God can still use them? Don't put limits on God. Don't tell God, "Well, you know, I've got this issue and I've got this that issue and I don't have a lot of money and I'm a single parent," and all that kind of stuff. This lady right here opened her home so that John could come and preach at one time. And he proclaimed the truth in her home, and perhaps others had come to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was that lady sitting with her children as John was preaching. And all she had done was open her home. But John says, "I love this lady and her children because she's chosen of the Lord." She's chosen of the Lord. She was a born-again believer in Christ. And she was someone that God could touch and say, "I need you to open your house on Sunday. I've got some folks I need to minister to, and I need you to open your home." And she did. She opened her home, and she's mentioned in Scripture, oh, not by name. She's just called the elect lady. Wouldn't that be a wonderful title? The elect man, the elect that is chosen in Christ Jesus. That's the only title you ought to be interested in. Do I hear an amen? Oh, we live in a day and age of titles. We got sir this and lady that, and we've got all these titles that people aspire to have in this world. But I want to tell you the most important title that you could have: chosen in Christ. Chosen in Christ. Oh, what a glorious thing to be chosen in Christ, to know that Jesus Christ died for the sins of the whole world. All mankind can come, but the Bible says that this lady was chosen in Christ. And John said, I love her. I love her children, as it says here in this thing here, whom I love in the truth, and not I only, but also all they that have known the truth, that have come to know the truth as a result of this lady who opened her home to the preaching of the Word of God, so that people would have a place to come and a place to meet so they could hear the truth of Jesus Christ. That is ministry in its simplest form. But I want to say this in one of its most glorious forms. We at Grace Bible Church try to keep things just as simple as we can. Just like they did in the first century. A lady opens her home and people gather there and they hear the Word of God proclaimed. And people come to know the Lord Jesus Christ and saints are edified and walking in the truth. And John says, as I look at that home church that's there, I love you in the Lord. I love your children and the truth. And so do all those that have come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as a result of a simple decision to open her home so that others could come. This is a unique epistle, as we're going to see. Truth is mentioned 7 times. Phrases related to the Christian walk, warnings about deceivers, but it begins with a lady who opened her home so that others might hear the truth. That's the simplest form of ministry, and that's the kind of ministry that you and I need to enter into. Amen? We need to just simply open ourselves. Lord, this house right here, it's not much, but you use it for your glory. My car's not much, but Lord, I'll use it to carry whoever you need carried, to bring them to the house of God, to take them to whatever needs to be done. Lord, my children, I want them to be useful too. I want them to understand that this home belongs to God, and we'll open our home if need be so that others can hear the truth. What a wonderful testimony to set before our children. And so that's how this little letter begins, with a thankful spirit of John for a lady and her children who opened their home so that others might hear the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.